Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind an old song of mine called Rain Song. This is from the worship recording called Let It Rain. This particular song came to me in the spring of either 1981 or 1982. I didn't write down the specific date. I just know it was either 81 or 82. This song was born during the time of my life when God was beginning the cleansing of my mind from all that I had believed about myself. You know, the stuff I call stinking thinking. Especially the lies concerning my sexuality that I had been ensnared in for so many years. Sitting alone at a balcony window in my church at the time, the name of that church, it was Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. It was an old church with an amazing windows, amazing balcony, and I would sneak up there and write. I watched the spring rain pouring down one service day. I believe it was a Sunday, and the rain poured. It just never stopped. It never left so much as a spot on those windows untouched. And then it dawned on me. Jesus is like that. He is our living water. We must allow Him complete freedom to flow through us, in us, over us, just to inundate us with His living water. He loves us so much. After I wrote the song, this is pretty interesting. I think you'll think it's pretty funny, but I came down from the balcony and sat near the front of the sanctuary while Pastor Jim White preached and taught the Word of God. Jim was so instrumental in the early days of my ministry. I don't know if I've ever shared this before, but when the Lord would give me a song during one of His sermons, Pastor Jim, he would allow me to give Him a signal, usually a whisper from behind the curtains on the stage. And He would then creatively find a way to weave into His sermon that Brother Dennis has been given a song from the Lord for us just for this moment. Then He would invite me to the piano to share the song. Can you believe that? Rain Song was one of those songs. I shared the song as it continued to rain outside, and Brother Jim continued his sermon when I was done, like it was perfectly normal for those things to happen. All I can say is that was amazing. Those were amazing times in my life. Another special treat for me was to have the trio I sang in after college. That trio was called Spirit Song. We got back together for this Let It Rain recording of Rain Song. And I'd like to thank Johnny N. Adams Burgess and Chuck King for the gift of making music and for the countless hours upon hours spent fellowshipping and worshiping together. This song always takes me back to a place of peace and joy because of all that you two amazing people did for me. I just want the world to know that. Let's soak in God's rain right now. Let's be inundated with His living water.
Raindrops hit the sidewalk and wash away the dirt. Seems like such a shame the rain can't wash away the hurt. Flowing down the window and finding every part. Seems like such a shame the rain can't flow into my heart. Rainmaker, hear my cry. Rainmaker, rainmaker, flood the sky. I heard
heard about a well springing up from deep inside, about a man who promised he'd bring forth the living tide. Living water, flow through me. Living water, run through me. Living water that satisfies my soul.
Living water, flooding, filling, making whole. Teardrops hit the pathway around the empty tomb. Seems like such a miracle has risen from the room. Flowing to the hurting and finding every part. Seems like such a miracle is flowing through my heart.
Rainmaker, rainmaker, here. About a man who promised he'd bring forth the living tide. Living water, flow through me. Living water, run through me. Living water that satisfies my soul.
Deeper every passing day since I found you.
John chapter 4, verses 7 through 14 says this: A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away to the city to buy food. So the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, though you are a Jew, are asking me for a drink, though I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus replied to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself, and his sons and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never be thirsty. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to eternal life." That's awesome, guys. We have that mighty fountain of living water springing up within our very core identity. Let's be intentional in taking daily drinks from this fountain. Drink as often as necessary. And while we're at it, let's be conduits that carry that same living water to the thirsty world around us. Just do this. Just drink deep of God's presence today. I love today's song. I love today's podcast. Even though it may seem short and simple, it is one of my favorites. I love doing these. I hope you enjoy them. And while we're at it, if you would just take a few seconds to leave a review wherever you listen to the Dennis Jernigan podcast, just take a few seconds and leave a review, because that really helps get the attention of other people out there. So if you would do that for me, I would appreciate it very much. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan. I'm kind of proud of her. My amazing, beautiful, awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the donate online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book called Renewing Your Mind, my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. The other is called The Bairns of Bryn. I have several children's books available, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. If you wouldn't mind, check those out for me on Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Rain Song, from the recording Let It Rain, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes. And remember this, if you get nothing else from today's podcast, get this. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.